This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
I know you know this, but the British vote and its Brexit-related ramifications was only one slice of a whole bunch of news that happened this week in the global economy. To review, we've got David Gura in our New York bureau. He's at Bloomberg. Sheila Kolhatkar is there as well. She's from The New Yorker. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi.
Gura, you won the coin toss. You get to go first. You ready? You ready?
Good. Okay, good.
All right, good. Here's the question, just quickly on Brexit. How much more chaos can one global economy stand?
Yeah, I mean, you chart this via the currency. You look at sterling weakening tremendously after the exit polls came out yesterday and the results shortly thereafter. This, suffice to say, infuses a lot of uncertainty into the situation in the UK and with Europe as well. Stephen Beard, they're mentioning about how Donald Tusk and the EU might be rubbing their hands with glee about what's going to happen here. It does certainly give them an edge. He promised a few months ago that there is going to be more cohesiveness to the European Union. I think, that, in fact, we have seen that. Since you do see a more unified Europe coming into these negotiations, I think that the threat of radical change to this government, whether or not Theresa May is replaced or whether or not she has the kind of mandate she wants, does complicate things a great deal for her government and for the UK generally.
Speaking of complicated things, Sheila, let's bring you back home. The president has had his series of news items, shall we say, about him this week. His economic agenda on Capitol Hill continues to go nowhere, I think is not a pejorative phrase.
I thought it was interesting that while everyone was very fixated on the James Comey testimony, the House of Representatives voted to essentially gut or lay in its grave the Dodd-Frank financial reform regulation. Yeah. And it's unlikely that that's really going to kind of proceed through the Senate in its form. But the Republicans have been talking about doing this for a long time. And most people who care about regulation and consumer finance protection are very concerned about, you know, what they're trying to push through. They're basically voted to eliminate the Volcker rule, which has made banks safer from speculative trading. They want to really reduce the power of the CFPB, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which we can remind everyone exposed the Wells Fargo fraud that affected many bank customers. So the thing is, we're all very distracted by these very alarming developments around this Russia investigation. But things are happening behind the scenes that I think people need to pay attention to.
Totally agree. And David, I totally agree with what Sheila said about the Choice Act having its problems when it gets over to the Senate. However, we all said the same thing about the health care bill. And now, lo and behold, Mitch McConnell is promising a vote on health care by the 4th of July. They're putting it together in secret with no public hearings. And it's going to look a whole lot like the House bill that everybody said was dead in the Senate.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Kai, how your infrastructure week
went. Yeah, I love infrastructure week, right? Yeah, which is what this was at the White House, yeah.
Yeah, the White House christened that over the weekend, and we saw a movement away from that over the course of the week.
Yeah,
I mean, the president's still adamant. Yeah, there you go, putting that charitably. Republicans, the White House, saying that the agenda is still intact despite what we saw yesterday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. There's a lot of distraction on Capitol Hill. I think that what we saw yesterday at that hearing doesn't do much to allay that. I think the open question is what happens to that House bill that was voted upon. The health care that was voted upon, bill that was voted upon, and now you have the Senate sort of hashing it out. Yes, it's being done in secrecy. I think there's a lot of pessimism about what's going to happen with that and to the Financial Choice Act that Sheila was talking about just a moment ago. You wonder sort of what component parts of that are going to live on when, by all accounts, that bill, if voted upon in the Senate, doesn't pass.
Sheila, with my usual caveat here that the Dow Jones is not the economy and the economy is not the Dow, it is somewhat staggering that with all, that with all this chaos, traders and corporate America seem to be doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, I think people have become a little weary almost of trying to explain the behavior of the market and of certain groups of investors, because it is baffling when you look at it from the outside. There is so much chaos and uncertainty and distraction and threat of prosecutions and bills that are falling apart and that can't go anywhere. All of the reasons we heard to be optimistic about sort of stock prices, which largely drive the big indices, tax cuts for one thing, reducing regulation, all sorts of things that were supposed to benefit people who own stocks. A lot of that is taking much, much longer than anyone expected. And meanwhile, we are seeing these wild gyrations in this sort of political environment, both here and with Brexit and in other countries around the world. So we would really expect the market to be reflecting a lot more of that uncertainty. Generally, the market does not like uncertainty. It likes nice, predictable outcomes that people can kind of build their investments around. And we don't have that. And there are some prominent market watchers kind of sounding the alarm and expressing concern. And one recent one this week was Bill Gross, who who's been in the market for a long time.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, this reminds me of 2008.
Oh,
so there's reason to worry.
Gura, very quickly, Janet Yellen and the Fed meet Tuesday, Wednesday. Give me five words. Janet Yellen's thoughts. Five words or less. Go. Give me five words. Only five.
I'm going to count.
Who is going to be on the Fed next? That's too many letters. Who's going to join me here?
Oh, that's a good one because there are some vacancies and there's talk of the president
exactly.
making
a lot
some
of personnel change in the works. Yeah.
All right. David Gura at Bloomberg. I messed up my own poll, by the way. I messed up my own game. David Gura at Bloomberg. Sheila Kolhatkar at The New Yorker. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.